Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Ryan Gertzma.
And I'm Robin Basselin. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
That is the sound of reggae music. This kind of music developed in the country of Jamaica. When many people think of Jamaican music, they think of Bob Marley.
Most people do not think of the Alpha Boy School, but maybe they should. The Alpha Boy School trained many famous Jamaican musicians. Some people even say that without the Alpha Boy School, we would not know Bob Marley.
The goal of the Alpha Boys School is to help boys. It helps boys in trouble. Boys who cause trouble. Boys in trouble with the law. And boys who do not have parents. Marco Werman is a journalist. He made a film about the Alpha Boys School. In the film, Marco talked with Andrew, a boy who lives at Alpha now. Andrew told Marco why he was at Alpha Boys School.
My father could not manage me. I used to give trouble. I used to go on the road. He used to beat me. My father got himself in trouble now. The police got involved. So that is why I am here.
Alpha Boys School started in 1880 to help boys like Andrew. Since 1890, the school has been managed by the Sisters of Mercy, a Christian organization of women. Their goal is that all young men who finish the school will have good character, will respect others, and will be responsible men.
The Sisters of Mercy and Alpha Boys School provide the boys with clothes, food, and a place to live. They also provide an education for the boys. The older boys receive training in job skills. There are many jobs the boys can learn. Some of the main areas are printing, working with wood, making clothes, and performing music.
In 1892, the school received a gift of musical instruments. With these instruments, the Sisters of Mercy started to train the boys in music, and they gathered the boys into an organized group called the Alpha Boys Band.
When the Alpha Boys Band began, there were only two kinds of instruments, the fife and drums. The boys learned to blow through the small fife to create sound. And they learned to hit the drums with their hands or sticks. Over time, more instruments were given to the school. Some boys learned to play metal instruments like the trumpet. And other boys learned to create many sounds on the guitar by moving the strings in different ways. As a result, the band kept growing.
By the 1950s, boys at the Alpha Boys School received a high-quality music education. At this time, Sister Mary Ignatius Davies led the Alpha Boys Band. The boys called her Iggy. She loved music. She also found that the boys learned discipline and order through individual and group music studies. Through music, she taught the boys order and respect. Sister Ignatius greatly improved the music program at Alpha Boys School.
Winston Martin was a student at Alpha during this time. He is often called Sparrow, a name he received from Sister Ignatius. Sparrow is now a famous musician. Sparrow talked about his experience at Alpha with Thomas Green, a writer for the Telegraph newspaper. He described what a usual day was like when he went to school.
We worked 6 days a week. Some boys worked in the morning, and some worked in the evening. Those boys who worked in the morning would go to band practice in the evening, and those who worked in the evening would go to band practice in the morning.
Many Alpha boys developed excellent musical skills. In the 1960s and 1970s, many of Jamaica's famous musicians had been students at Alpha Boys School. Winston Sparrow Martin was one of them. Four other men who had studied at Alpha Boys School started a music group called the Scatolites. This group included Tommy McCook, Johnny Dizzy Moore, Lester Sterling, and Don Drummond. They became the first popular music group from Jamaica.
About this same time, the music culture in Jamaica began to get very popular. Jamaican musicians were mixing elements from different kinds of music. In one song, they used elements of jazz and other kinds of music from the United States. Then, they added elements like drumming methods from traditional Jamaican music. This is how popular kinds of Jamaican music, like reggae, began.
Some people believe that Alpha Boys School is the reason for the success of music in Jamaica. Lawrence Kane Honeysett is a music consultant for a music recording company. He shared his thoughts with the Telegraph.
Without the school, there just would not have been the same amount of musical success on the island in the key period of the 60s and 70s. When the Jamaican music industry became a success, it was completely because of those who studied at Alpha Boys School.
It is common for these students to still feel loyal to the school. Men who now live in other countries started the Alpha Old Boys Association. Their goal is to continue to teach, serve, and protect the young men of Alpha Boys School. They believe these young men are the future of Jamaica and Jamaican music.
But Alpha Boys School did not just create excellent musicians. It produced men who also desired to give back to the school and community. Sparrow is still a successful musician. But he now also gathers many Alpha musicians every week. Together, they play music for a local church on Sundays. He also teaches music at Alpha Boys School. He wants to give the same chances he had to boys who attend Alpha today. He told Marco Werman why he is so happy he can do this.
I have something to give. Not money, but love. I have that to give. And I am glad that today I got the privilege to go back to Alpha and teach.
Andrew, who is a current student, shared the same desire when he talked to Marco.
Music is my dream. I like music. Clothes and everything I have is from Alpha. Food, Alpha gives me all of that. Education, Alpha gives me everything. I have to give good effort and try in school. If I make it in life, if I become successful, I want to give back.
The writer of this program was Courtney Scott. The producer was Ryan Gertzma. The voices you heard were from the United States and the United Kingdom. All quotes were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. You can find this program and others on our website, www.radio.english.net. This program is called Alpha Boys School. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.